Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 11th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. The latest Windows-based handheld game device, the Asus ROG Ally, is available for pre-order. The device sells for $700 and will begin shipping June 13th, if you get there in time. A less powerful model will be available for order later this year for $600. Peloton recalled around 2.2 million bikes, specifically bike model PL01, due to a determination that there was a chance the bike could break during use. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission received more than 24 reports of the seat post breaking or detaching during use. The model was sold in the United States between January 2018 and May 2023. If you missed all the Google I.O. announcements, they had a bunch of new devices at their developers conference Wednesday. Google's first foldable phone, the Pixel Fold, has a 5.8-inch exterior screen and unfolds into a 7.6-inch tablet. You can pre-order it now, shipping in June for $1,799. The mid-range 6.1-inch Pixel 7a supports face unlock and has generally upgraded specs over the 6a and is available right now for $499. And the 11-inch Pixel tablet comes with a dock that lets you use it as a smart display. It's available to order now, shipping in June for $499 as well. Most of Google's I/O Developers Conference keynote was spent explaining their achievements in AI. A few examples include a snapshot featuring coming to Google Search later this year that summarizes an answer to your search query using AI, but giving you supporting links to make sure it's not hallucinating things. Music LM can turn text into songs. Think background music like soulful dinner jazz, not make me a new Drake song. It will not imitate specific artists. You can try it, though, in the AI Test Kitchen app on the web, Android, and iOS. Project Tailwind lets you use an AI assistant trained specifically on your own documents in Google Drive, so it's got a more specific use. And tools are coming to Google Workspace, like Help Me Write, to compose emails and documents for Gmail and Docs, or image generation for Google Slides. If you want to try some of Google's AI products early, Google has brought back the concept of Google Labs. Go to labs.withgoogle.com and you can get on the wait list for Project Tailwind, Music LM, and new features for Google Search and Google Workspace. And you won't have to be on the wait list for Google's chatbot Google Bard anymore, at least if you're in one of more than 180 countries. However, most of those countries are not in Europe, as Google is treading more carefully there because of the regulatory environment. Google also talked about a section of search called Perspectives that features tiles for videos from individuals pulled from YouTube, Reddit, Stack Overflow, and other community-oriented sites like that. Perspectives has been available in some search results as a carousel, but will now be integrated prominently at the top of search results, along with news, images, and shopping. You should see that in the coming weeks. There was some non-Google news Wednesday. Fairphone, which makes sustainable and repairable phones, now sells sustainable and repairable wireless headphones. The modular design makes them easy to disassemble and therefore repair. They promise 26 hours of battery with active noise cancellation on, and it charges by a USB-C cable. The over-the-air Fairbuds XL are available right now for €249 in Europe. Twitter launched encrypted direct messages for verified users, whether you're paid or through an organization. The launch does not support group messages. Metadata is not encrypted, and it does not offer key checks yet that would alert a user if their conversation has been compromised by a man-in-the-middle attack. Twitter says it will continue to work on improving that feature. Disney lost streaming subscribers for the second quarter in a row, falling by 4 million across its properties. It now has 157.8 million total subscribers. Again, those losses came mostly from declines in Disney Hotstar, which lost its right to show Indian Premier League cricket matches. Disney CEO Bob Iger told investors Wednesday that the company plans to offer a combined Disney Plus and Hulu app. Disney Plus and Hulu would still be offered individually as well, so if you don't want them combined, you won't have to. Iger indicated that negotiations with Comcast to buy out its remaining minority stake in Hulu were cordial. And finally, U.S. chip imports rose 13% in the first quarter of this year as supply chain issues began to subside. At the same time, the source of these chips is beginning to shift. Malaysia is still the top source of U.S. chips. If you didn't know that Malaysia was, it's because of its packaging plants. It's kind of the last step before they get put into a product. But the number of chips coming to Malaysia coming from Malaysia to the U.S. fell 32% year over year. Chips from China also fell 10.8%. Meanwhile, Thailand, Vietnam, and India saw the significant gains in sending chips to the U.S. And of course, Taiwan maintained its slot as the second greatest source of U.S. chips, rising 8.1%. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.